newsletters returns to one of the Israelites, not to five to people.
Couple represents penance, humility, and longing, reminding us that Advent is a time of spiritual preparation in anticipation of Christmas.
Blessed Lord, who has called all Holy Scriptures to be written for our learning, grant the way and supplies hear them, read, mark, learn, and live justly, that by patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
God has called us this morning to worship Him. Let us go to Him with our prayer of invocation, followed by the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, we are glad in heart this morning that we can gather together for this special day of worship, a day in which we remember the Advent story through the reading and singing of your Holy Scripture. Today we will hear of the fall of the first Adam and your promise of a second to restore all things. Today we will hear of Gabriel's announcement to Mary and the angel's assurance to Joseph that a virgin was to give birth to the Son of Man. And today we will hear of the haste of the shepherds and the diligence of the wise men as they looked for and worshiped the Son of God. Father, today the good news of great joy that is for all people will be proclaimed again in our hearing. Please give us your Spirit that the words we hear and sing might yield in us the joyful peace of Mary and Joseph, the joyful praise of the shepherds, and the joyful sacrifices of the wise men. Give us wonder at what we hear, and help us to treasure these things in our hearts that we might leave here glorifying and praising you for all that we hear and see. Father, open our eyes and ears by your Spirit. And please hear us now as we pray the words of the one who came to save, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our first lesson this morning is the fall, the serpent, and the gospel found in Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 15. Hear the word of the Lord. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, Did God actually say you shall not eat of any tree in the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. But the serpent said to the woman, You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, Where are you? And he said, I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. He said, Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat? The man said, The woman whom you gave to be with me, She gave me fruit of the tree, and I ate. Then the Lord God said to the woman, What is this you have done? The woman said, The serpent deceived me, and I ate. The Lord God said to the serpent, Because you have done this, Cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Amen.
And sing to our great God hymn number 194.
Thank you.
Please be seated.
The second lesson is in two parts, and the first is Isaiah chapter 7, 10 through 14. Moreover, the Lord spoke again to Ahaz, saying, "Ask a sign for yourself from the Lord your God. Ask it either in the depth or in the height above." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, nor will I test the Lord." Then he said, "Hear now, O house of David. It is a small thing for you to weary men, but will you weary also my God? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." The second part is chapter 9, verse 1 through 7 in Isaiah. "Nevertheless, the gloom will not be upon her who is distressed, as when, at first, he lightly esteemed the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward more heavily oppressed her by the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, in Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land and shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. You have multiplied the nation and increased its joy. They rejoice before you according to the joy of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you have broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every warrior's sandal from the noisy battle and garments rolled in blood would be used for burning and fuel for fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with just judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it."
The chapel choir will please come forward.
Friends, let's stand and turn to hymn number 195.
The third lesson is from Luke 1, 26 through 55. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, The baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken from her from the Lord. And Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown great strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever.
I ask the chapel choir to come forward, and if the men would come forward to collect the morning offering. If you're visiting with us today, we're glad you're here. Let me draw your attention to the visitor cards that are located in each pew. If you'd like to fill one out and drop it in the plate or leave it in the narthex, we would be pleased to send you a little more information about our church and a small gift for visiting today. Psalm 76:11 says, make your vows to the Lord your God and perform them. Let all around him bring gifts to him who is to be feared. Alan Harris, would you pray for us, please, sir?
Bow head, please. Good morning, Father. In another week, and you will have gotten through it. But without you back up, you carried us all the way. Sir, we had an opportunity to thank you for the infinite number of blessings in our lives during the week. More even than set charge in the shaft. And so this morning, sir, with our love and our liberty and our labor and our loyalty, we give this offering to the perpetuity of this precious ministry on which we depend to go through it in our life. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
The fourth lesson tells us about the birth of Christ from Matthew 1:18-25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
Thank you.
Let's stand and turn to hymn number 214.
The lesson number 5 will be from Luke 2, 1 through 20. It's the birth of Jesus Christ. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Cornelius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was from the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. And for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." And when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known and said that they had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them.
Let's stand and turn to hymn number 213.
Thank you. the sixth lesson from Matthew 2, 1 through 12. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way.
Chapel choir. Friends, let's stand and turn to hymn number 208. Our final lesson comes from the Gospel of John, verses 1 through 18 of chapter 1. Hear the word of the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.' For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God.
the only God who is at the Father's side, he has made him known. It's interesting when you look at the gospel accounts in the New Testament, you'll notice that Matthew, Mark, and Luke all begin with Jesus on earth, Jesus in the flesh and blood. But when John opens his gospel, he takes us all the way back to heaven, in the beginning, before there was anything, before there was an earth or a universe, there was this pre-existent eternal God in the person of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And when creation came into being, when God spoke creation into being and created through his Son, Jesus was already there, existent apart from creation. He created everything, John says in verse 3. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything that was made. But one of the most profound truths ever is that this eternal, pre-existent, self-existent God entered into his own creation and took on flesh and bone and became a man. And one reason he did that, we see in verse 18, was because no one has ever seen God, but the only God who is at the Father's side, that is Jesus, he has made him known. He's made him known. In Jesus, God is known. In Jesus, God is explained. And this presses the question, do you want to know God? Of course you do. I think if any human being is honest with himself, the longing, the deepest longing of our heart is to know God. Friends, the Bible tells us you can know God by knowing Jesus Christ. Repent, turn to him, believe him, and receive him, and you will know God, and you will know eternal life. Father, we thank you for the grace of our Lord Jesus. What a gift that he has come among us to reveal you to us, to make you known to us, and to bring us to you. Father, help us to walk in the warmth and love of his grace today and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If the chapel choir would come forward, please.
Friends, please stand for the benediction. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ go with you this day and forevermore. Amen.